Hello, and you're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. My name is Lucy. I'm back for my first show of 2016 here with some folks from Party Well. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Good stuff, good to hear. And we'll be talking a little bit more about their club, about what they've been doing, what they're going to be doing, and about the student leadership conference that's happening tomorrow. So stay tuned for a little bit more information about that and some other stuff that's going on campus this month. Before we get going on that, I'm going to play a song that for the short spans of 2016 has been absolutely rattling around my head. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. So maybe I can throw it into your head as well. This is 21 Pilots with Stressed Out. Stay tuned.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. My name's blurry face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose. Same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. My name's blurry face. And I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. To play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the Student Special Hour. My name is Lucy, and this is our first show back of 2016. Very exciting stuff. It is a pretty okay Friday morning. What are you feeling about this Friday morning so far?
I'm feeling good. It's good vibes. You know, I looked up at the sky today and it was just like, okay, today's going to be a good day. It's not one of those typical rainy Vancouver days. I feel like this is going to be a great weekend.
I feel that too. I feel that. And I also work weekends. So for me, Fridays aren't like that exciting. But today I was like, yeah, Friday, you know? Right? Yeah, so those feelings are like, yeah, this is a good day, man. So I'm excited. Hopefully it pans out. Hopefully Friday does. This is a lot of pressure to put on Friday. I don't know if it can follow up with all the pressure we're putting on it. But anyways, moving on for the obligatory weather discussion, let's just open up with like a open question. What is Party Wall? And tell us just as much about it as you can possibly manage. I'd love okay. to hear about it.
Cool. So Party Well is a fundraising party organization. We started on UBC campus less than 2 years ago, and 100% of our proceeds fund the construction of wells in developing countries now through Charity Water. We started off with Free the Children. We're now working with Charity Water, and our team has now grown to over 70 people involved, helping out in various different ways. We have an exec team of 21 people. And there's a lot of passion and drive behind this. Everyone is volunteering, including the artists and the visual artists. It's all for a great cause and great entertainment.
Wow, fantastic. And so can you give me an example of some of the events that you run, some of the things that
sure thing.
Do
yeah.
make this happen?
Yeah, so our last event was called Space Base. It happened October 9th, and it happened in the Great Hall. We had over 750 people show up to this event, and including some last-minute donations, we actually raised over $10,000 in that one event, which is the average amount to fund two entire wells. That was in Ethiopia.
Wow.
Yeah, through Charity Water. So the estimate is that this helps 400 people have safe access to clean drinking water for the rest of their lives. And we're just now starting to see some of this footage. Our first big event where we funded one entire well was called Future Fest, and that happened last February. And that was when the first time we raised over $5,000 in one event and funded an entire well. We have some beautiful photos of that well and some of the people we were able to help. And we're actually doing a Future Fest 2.0 next. That's January 23rd, so in just over 2 weeks from now. And we have big hopes for this event. Our goal for this one is 20,000.
Wow. Yeah. Is that four times more than previously?
Well, that's our goal. We're pretty ambitious.
Yeah. But I guess dream high and see just how it goes.
Definitely, right. Yeah. I definitely think it's possible, you know, with all the people that are joining. We have some really driven people. We're also working with a bunch of different UBC organizations, like 200 BPM, AMS Events is helping us a bit, MUNSA, UBCDM Club, even the German Club is helping us promote a bit. The Gage Towers, like, so many people want to help this organization, which I think is a really beautiful thing. And that's one of the reasons why our organization's grown so quickly in such a short span of time, is that when I speak to people about this organization, they don't just say, yeah, I'll come to your event. They say, how can I help, oftentimes. Mm-hmm. So that's a really beautiful thing. And I think that what we can accomplish is really huge.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And what a concept that people would be inspired, constantly inspired by just hearing about it. And I can imagine that there's so much good you can do with even just that, if not mm-hmm. more. Amazing. Right. So how did you folks get involved?
Great question. So Joe and I actually knew each other back in the sixth grade.
We were studying
in Tokyo, Japan, believe it or not. And We were great friends back then. I didn't know he was coming to this university until I bumped into him one night back in Vanier, and we were just stoked. And ever since, we've been working together on a variety of ventures. And so your question is more, how did the Party Well start, right?
Or, well, even actually, we could go to that, but I'm even fascinated with how you got involved. So you're saying how you met in grade six, and then you ran into each other.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of like,
exactly.
Doing kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, our personalities, I think, are really well together. We're both very creative. I'm a lot on the sales side. Joe also has a great communication style. He's fantastic with numbers, which is one of my weaknesses. So I think the strengths and weaknesses do fit very well together to accomplish great things together. Just under 2 years ago, we just started this organization. We were both really thrilled by it. We have that kind of like drive of like passion when you just fuel with this energy when you really love something that you do. And since then, we've just kind of put a lot of our time into this because we really enjoy it for its own sake. And
so you too started Party Wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're the 2 years ago. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So fantastic. See, maybe I should have known this, but that I didn't know that. Sorry. Okay, but that's no amazing. So tell me more about that. What kind of came about? How was that? What was there, like an aha moment, or was it sort of a long term process?
Yeah, well, I could tell you a bit of the longer story. There's a shorter version, but I'll tell you. So I'd say back in 11th grade, I had my first fundraising experience. We were approached by Hope International, and they said if a group of say 10 or 15 of you get together and raise the equivalent of $700, then we can build this new classroom, which is really needed in this Cambodian village. So we all had our own different fundraising initiatives. My father was importing European food products at the time, so I had him send a bunch of pizzas to the school, and I had the head of the cafeteria prepare it for me. And that was a really fun experience, you know, making people happy and contributing towards something. And then when I went over there, we were physically building the foundation of the school with the children. And I had an opportunity to interact with them a fair bit. And I really understood how they had these very clear visions of what they wanted to achieve, but there were so many boundaries holding them back from achieving those. And some of the students were telling me about how some of their family members weren't even able to attend school because they had to spend so much time bringing water back to their villages. Mm-hmm. But to see a lot of Hope International's water projects happening in Cambodia. And then when I came over here, I was invited to this Free the Children meeting. And they happened to be working on a well at the time in Kipsungul, Kenya. And they were approached by a promoter. And they said in the meeting that if we sell tickets to this event, you know, we can keep half the ticket revenues for this water project. And I was instantly fueled with this passion, this drive. And we were able to negotiate to keep all the ticket revenues. And Joe's been with me ever since the start. I just told him about it. He's like, that's awesome. Let's make this a thing. We came up with the name Party Well. And from there, it's just really grown into an organization that's really specific towards this one cause through some awesome parties, which we've now transformed into campus parties.
Mm. Fantastic. And I think it's kind of funny because the name Party Well, if you break it down, is like really obvious. But when you hear it, it sounds super clever. It's like, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, we're having Party Well, you know, event. And it just sounds like it's a great name.
Thank you.
It's literally exactly, the name explains exactly what you're doing.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Party,
and
therefore,
the question is, do you know how to party well?
Yeah, Joe's used that a lot. Hey,
oh,
do you know how to party
that's...
well? I'm like, I guess I know. And then you're like, well, let me tell you how you can party well.
Oh.
Yeah.
I am totally infatuated with that name now.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome. That's
Thank
really
you.
Clever.
Yeah, we say there's three ways you can party well. One of them, obviously, it's building these wells in developing countries. The second one is through these unique productions, which we're able to get through our huge discounts and sponsorship funding. And the third one is through safety. So a girl called Rashmi started this crew, which is really called the Wellness Crew. And they're essentially a dedicated group of individuals that are creating a respectful, safe party culture on campus. So they're going around a resource for people if anyone needs help or assistance, you know, walking them home, taking care of them, really instilling this safe, respectful party culture. That's another area of safety that we're trying to encompass to really perfect the partying experience and make it as positive as possible for people.
Absolutely. That's incredible, because that's the sort of thing that came to mind for me, was like self-care and like safety of like individuals as well. So that's amazing that it covers that side as well. I feel like this is a really significant, a good way to segue into something that's happening this month. We're going to cut to another song pretty soon, take a little break. Everyone can maybe listen to some music and I wanted to say rambling and stop hearing us rambling, but this is not rambling at all. I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm going to continue to talk to you when the
Thank
song's
you.
On. But we're having, this month is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And boom, big month, really good month. A lot of exciting stuff going on. There's Denim Day going on January 20th. Many other events. There's a lot of information here on the website, students.ubc.ca. I could go on /livewell/topics/ Sexual Assault Awareness Month. You could probably just Google SAM UBC and you'll probably find it. But there's this really great talk going on by one of my professors, and it is about rape-prone cultures or rape-prone campus cultures, and how to sort of like utilize this anthropological ways of examination to sort of reduce rape-prone campuses. So that's really interesting, especially considering UBC's kind of recent history. So there's a lot of movement going towards sort of changing that culture. And so it's really exciting that PartyWell, even though you're doing the major thing, which is kind of locally and globally, which is really fascinating.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I should mention that it is now called the Cloud9 Collective. So they have a Facebook page if people are interested in checking it out. This collective of passionate students is looking to go to many events. It's not just our event, in order to really instill that safety aspect, which I think is really important at events.
Absolutely. Oh, there you go. Yeah, they've expanded it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more when that comes back. I'm fascinated by everything that I'm hearing about, and I hope everyone else is too. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to CITR 101.9 Student Special Hour. We're here with James and Joe from PartyWell, and we're going to be back after listening to another tune. This is one of my absolute favorite local bands. I feel like probably everyone's a little tired of them because I always play them. They're called Hey Ocean, and this is one of my absolute favorite songs called If I Were a Ship. Stay tuned for more. Sorry, it's early. Stay tuned for more from PartyWell, and we're going to be talking about the Student Leadership Conference happening this weekend.
To your shore, just to see my true love, the one I adore. I would part all these provinces in my paper boat, and I'd kiss you and kiss you and kiss you till we both just float. Sing out your name, perched high up on my branch, and I'd hope that you came. I would spread both my wings, and I'd take to the sky. I would bear all the wind and the rain just to be by your side. Of the world. Thank you.
you told me about his mother and all that she'd been through. What could I do?
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Do you like sports? Are you looking for a way to give back to your community? Right to Play is an international organization that empowers kids through sports. Here at UBC, our volunteers work to provide equal opportunity for sport to children in the Vancouver area.
We raise money to support Right to Play's global initiatives because we believe that
when children play, the world wins.
Check us out on our Facebook page and get involved today so that kids can be kids.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9, the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. It's lovely Friday morning. We are chatting with the guys from Party Well, and we have been talking about just a little bit of the history, a little bit of past, and this really awesome event that's coming up, Future Fest. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. So Future Fest is, I'd say the purpose of Future Fest is to inspire people to think more about the future that they want to live in. And we're doing that in a variety of ways, obviously through talking about our cause and creating this really innovative, futuristic atmosphere. We actually have some holographic demos that's being produced by some engineering students on campus.
Okay, for those of us in the town that don't know what that means. Not me, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'd say to really have a full understanding, you'd have to go to the event to experience it. But it's essentially like the illusion of a hologram. And it's going to be showcased at the event. We also advertise the biggest base on campus. We actually have some sponsorship from North America's best sound company, PK Sound, a company that's at most of the major music festivals in North America. And we have a really great relationship with them. So there will be, you'll not only be able to see a very unique production, but also feel the music and have a very unique experience that's going to be really positive for people.
Oh, fantastic. And so what exactly is the event? It's like where, when, where, how? What are the details?
Right. Okay, so it's happening in the Great Hall, which is right above the Nest. So it is going to be an all-ages event in there. However, there is also a little side 19-plus section in the Acorn, also known as the multi-purpose theater room, just down the hall. And it's happening January 23rd, starting at 8:30, running all the way through till 1:30, potentially 2 a.m., depending how how into it people are. But yeah, if you just check out the Facebook page, you'll be able to find out a lot more information, just Future Fest 2.0.
Oh, fantastic. And that's what you would look up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so if people were interested, is there possibility, something that I asked people, because often I find that when people talk about these clubs, it's great to be able to go to the event, but just like you said, how can people help out even more? How can people maybe get involved or maybe help out with Future Fest 3.0 or, you know, and engage with the group a little bit more over the next year?
Totally, yeah. So we've actually had a fair few people reach out to our Facebook page directly. So if you just search Party Well on Facebook, you'll be able to find us. And just by sending it a message, our social media director responds within a couple minutes. She's really on the ball. And yeah, we actually have a few people in our Party Well fam, as I call it, who just reached out to us directly through that channel. We have a few other channels that you can contact us through. So our Twitter is PartyWellUBC, and our Instagram is PartyWellEvents. So you can search either of those and contact us, and we will respond quite soon and set up some sort of interview to learn more about you. And if you're a good fit for our organization, if you're passionate and you want our organization to succeed, we would love to work with you.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And so I feel like you're... group has been got so much exciting stuff going on. Our original intent in some ways for this radio slot was to talk a little bit about the Student Leadership Conference and your involvement there. And you know what? That's fine. People will just now have to go to the Student Leadership Conference to hear the full version. But maybe I'll just going to introduce the Student Leadership Conference overall. So this is going on, for those of you who don't know, on UBC. This is the kind of claim to fame for UBC, the biggest student-run conference, I think, I want to say North America, but I could be wrong. In Canada, West Coast Canada, I don't really know, but in some chunk of
it's
somewhere.
Huge.
It's big, right? Yeah. It's a big deal. It's student-run. It's like huge amounts of students are going, huge amounts of students are involved. There's tons of really great keynote speakers. Registration is now closed, but if you are going and you do want to hear more from these guys, when is your workshop happening?
So we have a workshop at 1:30, and the workshop is called How to Change the World for Free.
For free. Oh, the way you said that was... You are... I feel like you're in marketing or something. You just have something very like, how to change the world for free. You know, you just have a very, very good voice for that. That's fantastic. And so tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Sure, yeah. So maybe I'll start with a bit of how we came up with this name and what kind of the purpose behind it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that a lot of people are starting to realize or have realized that, you know, there's a lot of issues and the world is kind of messed up in a few ways. You know, like there's so many people without access to proper education, like we're so privileged to have. You know, a lot of people are starving. Over 668 mm-hmm. million people in the world don't have clean water to drink. And because of that, around 4,000 children die every single day under the age of 5 because of water. It's crazy. So a lot of people want to make a difference. And so what should you do? You know, should you just donate your life savings? Should you drop out of college and go to, you know, work in a developing country? You know, you could do that. But what we're proposing is that you don't have to.
Mm.
You know, there are so many different ways that you can make the world a better place. And there's so many different ways that you can change the world without having to do something as drastic as that. You know, wherever you fit on the spectrum, we're going to talk about a spectrum from on the far left side, you have charities. So this is 100% just directly for the cause that you could get involved with. And then a little bit to the right, you have fundraising organizations, kind of like Party Well, how 100% of their proceeds go towards these charities. And then you have social ventures, which are, there's really a new wave of these social ventures, examples like Tom's Shoes and Ten Tree, the plant Ten Trees for every shirt you buy. So it's built into their business model, which is for profit, but a part of their model is to make a difference in the world. And then, you know, even beyond that, corporations, a lot of them have corporate social responsibility. Like you could take, it's sort of like an extracurricular within these organizations to, you know, take charge of this this other aspect that can actually fundraise a lot of money. My brother, for instance, fundraised close to $100,000 at SAP just by doing some yacht race, for instance. So it's crazy. So we're trying to give people a set of tools that they can use no matter where they fit on the spectrum. And essentially by using these tools, they'll be able to be more effective and they'll be able to change the world without having to do anything too drastic, you know, because everyone has different passions, different talents, and they fit in different places. But no matter what you're doing, we want to iterate to people that you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just about like all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's little steps.
Totally.
And I think what you guys are doing is a great example of sort of being able to live your life. Live, you know, you, do you mind if I ask you how old you guys are?
Yeah, totally. I'm 22.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm the same age of 22.
Yeah, it's the same. What you're like, the way you talk is just absolutely brilliant. It's just like something about it. Yeah, so that's amazing that you can live your like 20s and enjoy this sort of university experience, but also be like, you're not, you know, you're not putting this giving aspect of your life on hold. You know, you can still
for
do
sure.
that, and that's really incredible that you're doing it.
Thanks
and so, how did that come together, doing this workshop and everything?
Yeah, well, there's a really driven person in our team called Moza. It's actually Joe's girlfriend, and she was really adamant that we should definitely do this, and she's so driven towards making it a really successful and great, meaningful workshop for people. So some of the things that we'll be talking about at the workshop are, you know, kind of some of the successes and things that we've learned from through all of our experiences. So one of that is sponsorship and how to, you know, have funding in order to do more. Because if you do actually want to change the world, if you do want to make the world a better place to live in, then you're likely going to be working with a great brand. And when you have a great brand image, you have the power to associate that brand with other brands, with other companies, and by doing so, you're improving their awareness, their brand image, and ultimately their sales, which they have a budget to, you know, fund you through sponsorship. And if you're getting huge discounts on all that you're doing because what you're doing is good, then that monetary value that you're getting from those sponsors can really boost you towards making a much bigger success. So we're gonna do a little workshop helping people with how to get funding, with how to get discounts, and with also how to motivate a volunteer team and how to, you know, keep them coming back and how to grow something.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we're gonna be talking a lot about. And hopefully it helps some students do some great things.
Absolutely. Wow, that's some pretty incredible stuff that you're talking there. I almost think I might come over to your workshop on Saturday.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, so because CITR is doing one as well. Myself, Eric, and Elizabeth from our student executive and staff, and we're pretty excited about it. But ours is sort of like, CITR is cool. Come hang out with us.
It is cool.
Yeah,
so, I wouldn't be here for one cool.
It's, yeah, true. Obviously, you know, I'm going to uphold the image. You know? No, but so it's really exciting to hear about some of the other projects that are going on. I think something that's been really interesting about the SLC being a presenter is that I just didn't really connect the idea of like all these other cool things going on, sort of like slightly self-interested, but you know, you're so focused on what you're going to be doing and you're like this presentation that you're like, oh, right, there's other like super sweet leaders who are going to be showing some really cool stuff. So it's exciting to hear about your project and hopefully people who are listening can come by and check it out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and get a really good experience from it. So we'll do a little bit of a wrap-up in a second, but in the meantime, I'm going to play a song by one of my favorite local female artists, Hannah Georges. And so we'll be back in a second, and keep staying tuned and listening to more about Party Well, about CITR, and about the Student Leadership Conference happening this weekend.
What's it like for you on your own? What do you do? Do the walls talk back? Do you still do those things that you do? What you do when I'm around you? I'm around. What's it like for you when you can't sleep at night? Do you hold your breath? Do you count back from 10? Do you cry? Do you count? Do you cry? Chit chat, chit chat to yourself. Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Convince yourself. Oh, oh. What's it like? Chit chat to yourself. Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Hey, do you like to chit chat, chit chat, chit chat to yourself? Do you try and explain those things you tell me, then convince yourself? Chit chat.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
To CITR's Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in February's final. The first semi is happening on Tuesday, January 12th, featuring the winners from nights 1, 3, and 9, the New National Film Board of Canada, Echuda, and the Psychic Alliance. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8 for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night. Cover $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Mm-hmm. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well,
find a good church. It'll help you.
Oh, man.
What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Hello, and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Streaming from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And we are just finishing off the student special hour just now. Next up will be Radio Dave. I forget the name of his show, but it's Radio Dave is coming on next for a great show. So stay tuned. Keep listening to CITR. We're just going to be finishing off talking to the Partywell Boys. Is that a? I feel like that's
sure,
maybe not the name. Well, I'll find something. I feel like you need a crew name or something, you know?
P-Dub Crew.
P-Dub Crew.
P-Dub Fam.
Fam, yeah.
Fam. That's true. Yeah. I was cheapening it by calling it. The family thing is so sweet. So I feel like I was trying to do some like the street name or something. Not quite the same.
The P-Dub Boys.
P-Dub Boys, yeah. Like you're like it would be like your name if you decided to like start a boy band like related
nah,
to Party Wall.
Definitely co-ed.
Yeah.
Boy band. Potentially something to look into.
Person band.
You have to have the frosted tips first.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. Well, okay, so let's maybe just do a little bit of wrap up. Remind us about what we've been talking about. Future Fest, SLC, all exciting adventures that you folks have been up to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to do a little bit of a reminder? Or we could just leave them with that. Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, I mean, Future Fest is definitely something to look out for. The SLC is strongly encouraged. As we just mentioned, FAM, that's also one final thing that we're talking about in our presentation at the SLC, the workshop, is that, you know, especially in volunteer organizations, having a family, you know, that kind of cohesive community where people, you know, aren't just there to you know, be used for some kind of output, some kind of function. They're there, you know, as a community. You know, they're really bonded together. Like I say, every Friday we try to do these kind of internal events together, and really try to have opportunities for people to meet each other because it is such a huge fam, as I say. But you know, I think that's something that's really important, you know, in any organization you're in. And yeah, if you're interested in joining Party Well, like I said, just hit up the Facebook page and you could be part of the fam.
Oh, that was really cute. I appreciate that. You can too be part of the Party Well family. No, it's great, of course. And I feel like after this, hopefully some people are inspired by it and want to come to your event and see you as at the SLC. All sorts of exciting stuff coming up. And so beyond Future Fest, and this might be because that might be your kind of central focus right now, but beyond Future Fest, do you have, you know, what else is the future of Party Well?
Oh, yeah. So we are planning a big event in March as well. I also want to do, if you're doing bubble soccer, I feel like that could be something we could get into as well. It's like a really fun thing when you're in this bubble and going around playing soccer. That could be some other side fundraising event, you know.
And like, are you the part of the game by being in a ball? Like, I'm not really sure why the ball part is relevant.
It's just kind of fun because you can like bounce around and like flip over, and this is like a really fun thing that people are starting to get into.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely have like the music there to bring that kind of party aspect as well. But we're also looking into an awareness campaign, right? Like Joe's been really adamant about this, that we can educate people because so many people have no idea about all these things. And it's one thing to just tell someone a bunch of statistics, but it's a completely different thing. I mean, like I said, like when I went to Cambodia and also when I went to Kipson Gold, Kenya to see our first water project, pardon me, that was something that was a really transformative experience for me. And so something that we're trying, not everyone can go to these countries and experience that, but something they can do is experience some of the stories that are being told actually in virtual reality. The charity that we support called Charity Water, they've created this really moving video about this this girl and her family, you know, a day in the life of collecting water and then kind of the beautiful experience of when they had water for the first time and that explosion of the drilling bore well and all the rest of it. So we're ordering these, it's called Google Cardboard. Essentially, a really affordable version of virtual reality where you can just slip your smartphone in and experience some of these stories. And that's a really moving thing that we're also doing. So we have awareness campaigns. We're looking into fun other activities for people to do, and we have another big event coming up in March.
So lots of exciting stuff. I feel like you're just ever growing. Just, it's fantastic. It's so exciting to hear coming from your one event a couple years ago, and now you're or last year, and now you're ready for $20,000 and several more events and
boom,
onwards and upwards, right?
For sure.
Nowhere to go but up? No, maybe not. That's not the right context for that. But you know what I mean? There's lots of exciting stuff, and it's great to hear you folks excited about this and getting going out there and doing it. So
thanks,
if anyone is interested in being a part of it, going to the event, check it out. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out at the Student Leadership Conference this weekend. Look out for Future Fest and get involved. Party well. What is it? Do you know how to party well?
Do you know how to party well?
Beautiful.
Come experience it.
Well, that's a fantastic way to finish off. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to finish off with just one last song by a local musician, Aiden Knight. Thanks, everyone, for tuning into the Student Special Hour. Next week, we have this 18-year-old inventor who now goes to UBC. Her name's Anne, and she's an acclaimed inventor. And the reason why everyone knows about her now, well, I mean, people knew about her before, is that she was recently on Jimmy Fallon. So I'm doing an interview with her next week. So if you're interested, stay tuned and listen next week, 10 to 11 on Friday mornings for the Student Special Hour. And we'll be talking to Anne. I don't want to butcher her last name, so I won't say it. So to keep tuning in, we're going to be here all the way through the rest of the school year in 2016. So thanks so much, and I'll see you next week.
Margaret in the morning, sleeping on her side, tossing men like nickels into an ever-rising tide. I guess she was a dentist before she fell in love. freezing land smiles just to give them up. Oh, oh, oh. Margaret Down. Margaret at the office, Margaret at 18. She said, sit right down a minute. She said, let me clean your teeth. So we settled down in Bozeman, in the corner of the world. And we raised a couple children, but we lost a little girl. Oh, oh, oh. Margaret Down. Heartsick in Montana, we slowly grew apart. The grocery clerk in Moncton, as you were dancing in the bar. We rushed into the courtroom before the bed was cold, and defrosted out my windshield when you smiled and let me know. Oh, Margaret Down. Many cavities pulling at our marriage's tender mouth, and at the root of all the problems was a man across the canal. Margaret left the practice late in 86, and I left behind the Midwest and forgot we ever kissed. Oh, Margaret Down. She changed her number, couldn't shake the call. The doctor gave her 6 weeks, she only made her shrug it off. Resting in her 5th week, I brought her buttercups. There was too much to say between us, and I'd only fuck it up. So I stared up at the ceiling, and I held her little hands, and you knew that I forgave you. I'm making other plans. Rising.